guys, and welcome to another episode of Faking Adulthood, where we talk about love, life, and things, and absolutely nothing, because we don't know what we're doing. We absolutely do not have a clue. Today, my co-host is you. Got it right this time. You know, like for the past couple of weeks, well, every time I've done a solo episode, I've been like, I feel like I need to say the co-hosts are my listeners and my watchers, as opposed to saying, and the co-host is no one. Do you know what I mean? I thought, you know, see, I need to get to a point where I don't explain that and I just do it really smoothly. Like, and the co-host is you. As you can see, today is a solo episode. Do you know what, yeah? I'm quite liking the whole solo episode thing, you know? I feel like it's just like an opportunity to check in with my real ones, do you know what I mean? Where we can just check in, I can give you a bit of a life update, tell you what's been going on, do you know what I mean? Like, just have a little bit of a conversation. So as usual, guys, please meet me in the comments. Do you know what I mean? Let's have a little chin wag. Do people still say chin wag? I feel like I haven't heard chin wag for a really long time. Am I showing my age? I feel like people don't say chin wag anymore. But anyways, we can have a little chat in the comments. And whilst I'm talking about the comments and whilst I'm here, guys, please don't forget to share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover. Like, how many times do I have to say this? Like, I don't want to be your secret lover. I want to be your main thing. I want to be your one and only. I want to be the one that you think about when you wake up and when you go to sleep, okay? I want to be that, okay? Because that's just what I want to be for you. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, let's just get right into it. Actually, before I really get into it, I want to use this opportunity to just thank you guys so much for the support when it comes to this podcast. Guys, I was out over the weekend and so many of you came up to me. You were telling me that you listened to the pod. You were like asking me what's my complaint of the day, which tells me that you're really listening to the pod. You're really watching the pod. And honestly, I was just so like overwhelmed, because I feel like when you're doing a podcast, even though like you can see the views and you can see the comments, but it doesn't feel like it's real people. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like you've actually got people who are creating time in their day to like take you in. So obviously to meet you guys in real life, I was like, this is just crazy. So many of you were so sweet, gave me hugs, and it was just really, really nice. So I just want to thank you guys so much for listening, for watching, for sharing, and just for like taking in this podcast. Do you know what I mean? Because I know it's a bit, you know, it's a bit, you know, we don't know what is it. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit niche, maybe, kind of, you know. So it's nice that you guys are like feeling it. And I really, really, really appreciate the support like so much, like so, so much. Before I really get into the pod, obviously we have to do my complaint of the day. Because you know, that is how I like to start this show. And the thing is, as usual, I have so... No, guys, I have so many complaints. I have so many complaints. Like the complaints that I have, yeah, like it's actually like overwhelming, the amount of complaints that I have. I don't even know where to start. Do I start with the rain? Because it's raining right now. Today I was wearing, like as you can see, I'm wearing a blazer and a top, but I'm also wearing a leather long jacket, because a blazer is actually not enough. Like I'm still cold when I'm just wearing a blazer. And like my question is like, who did we offend? Who did we actually offend to have this? We're in July, you know. Like today is July 9th, by the way. Like we're actually in July and this is the weather that we've got. Like, is everyone okay? Like who do we need to sacrifice to get the sun? That's all I want to know. Like, who? That's what I want to know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, what is going on? It's so depressing. It's so, so depressing. And I don't want to be that person that's controlled by the weather. Yeah, I know. I should find some joy within. I should find sunshine in my life. Do you know what I mean? But I don't. You know what I'm saying? You're in July. Like, we're supposed to be able to rely on the weather to give us joy, give us hope, give us vitamin D. But no. No. It's raining. I can literally hear it. I can hear it. It's gushing down. Right? Got that out of my system. That wasn't even my main complaint. That's like a sub complaint. My main complaint is this, yeah. Guys, you know on IG, yeah, when people are posting their pictures, my complaint is you lot who add music. It has to end. I'm sorry. I don't want to be bad vibes. I don't want to be bad vibes. But honestly, when I go onto the app, yeah, there has to be some element of peace. Sometimes I just want to see a beautiful picture. I don't want to hear music. I don't want to hear music. Every time I hear music, yeah, I hope you know, 1 second of that, boom, 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 I'm like, ooh, pause, ooh, mute, ooh, stop, immediately, because it's too much. It's too loud. It's overstimulating. I'm like, please, guys, wrap it up. And I know that it's tempting, okay? I know that it's tempting. There's been times where I posted a picture and I'm like, oh, maybe I should add a bit of zhuzh. And I'm like, no. No zhuzh is needed. No zhuzh is needed. The picture is enough, okay? The picture is enough. You know when someone says to you, yeah, you are more than enough, you know? You're enough. You don't need to add extraness. You don't need to pretend to be something that you're not because you're enough. That's how I feel about your pictures. I feel like you are enough. You don't need melodies or Frank Ocean on your picture. Do you get it? Like, we don't need extra subtext to why you're posting this picture. I'm not listening to it. And I know that I'm not the only one. I know that I'm not. And I know maybe there is a bit of jealousy in there. There might be. Because sometimes, you know, I just can't think of the right song. Some of you guys are really good at that. You post something on your Insta story and you've got the right song that matches the motion. I hear it. You're talented at music, but give me a break from crying out loud. It's too much. It's overstimulating. And that that is my complaint of the day. Wrap up the music on your pictures, okay? Wrap it up. I don't give a heck. I don't want to hear your playlist. I don't care. But in saying that, talking about playlists, yeah, I have decided, yeah, to create like an Oyinbo playlist. So the playlist on my Spotify is called Oyinbo Music That Keeps You Alive. Because you know what, right? Let me tell you something, yeah? There are some Oyinbo. Oyinbo is Yoruba for white people, yeah? There is some white people music, yeah, that gets you going, yeah? It gets you going. It keeps you alive. Like, what's the song called? You don't play on broken strings. Everything. Because the truth hurts. The lies worse. What? You joking me? Are you joking me? That is a powerful song, okay? Broken strings. The truth hurts. The lies worse. Whatever it is. Or now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody. What? Are you joking me? But you know what shocked me? Yeah, when I was making this playlist, right? Tracy Chapman came on, right? And know that song where it goes, da-da fast cars, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- is a black man. That is a black man. I had no idea that man was black. Like, why did I categorize it as Oyinbo? That is a black man. Did you guys know that? Because I had no idea until 2 days ago, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, that is just fantastic, ain't it? No idea. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's no way that I'm the only one that did not know that. Anyways, that was just like a sidebar because I was talking about playlists. But yeah, this playlist, when I finish building it, I'm going to drop the link in my IG story because honestly, it's white people music that make you feel alive. Do you know what I mean? Even like No Doubt. Oh my God, what's the song that's going to annoy me? Oh no, I have to search it, guys. I'm so sorry. Because that song, are you joking me? That song is so good, yeah. When I listen to that song, I like bounce about, I sing it out loud. No one can tell me nothing, nothing. It's such a fantastic song, 10 out of 10. Oh my God, don't speak. You know just what you're saying. Da 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 da. Don't tell me cause it hurts. Do 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 do. What? I'm sorry, man. That Oyinbo music, yeah, it really be hitting, man. It really, really be hitting. Life updates, okay? Life updates. First of all, I don't have a word of the day today, right? And it's simply because I have no words. Do you know what I mean? I have no words for how I've been feeling recently. And what I will say is this. It's not that I'm sad, right? It's not that I'm upset. I've just been PMSing. And we all know when you're PMSing, right? the world feels on top of your shoulders, okay? You feel like your life is over. You feel like life isn't worth living. You're just upset. You're sad for no reason. You feel like everyone hates you. And I'm over it. I'm just so sick of it. I'm just like, why do we go through so much as women? Like, I just feel like it's just too much. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just too much. Okay, my period is coming. Thank you. I'm aware I'm not pregnant. Thank you for the messaging. But why does it take a whole week of just like sadness, irritation, anxiety, all sorts, just for you, just for my body to announce that I'm not pregnant? And then I have to then deal with cramps and my stomach. Just, it's just a lot, guys. It's actually a lot. And like, I was so close to not even wanting to record today because I just feel so drained. Yeah, I feel so drained. And it's not because of anything other than the fact PMS is messing with my hormones, okay? And I just thought I'll just be very transparent about that because I feel like I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that experiences PMS and it literally wants to ruin your life, okay? And I know it sounds really, really dramatic, but it's not. I'm not even being dramatic enough, actually. I feel like I'm not even describing it enough. Like, guys, there was one day I woke up and literally I started crying because I was like, well, what is my life? I was looking around and I was like, what's my life? What is it? Why am I not where I'm supposed to be yet? Like, why am I still here in this house, not in the world? But I was like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? I was like, and then I checked my Flow app. I checked my Flow app. And then I saw PMSing right on time, mind you, right on time. Why is it that everything else seems to come late, right? Seems to come when it feels like it. But PMS, oh, PMS, she be on time. She be on time, not a day late. She be on time. She's like, oh yeah, it's time to mess up Rita's mood. And truly, that's what she did. She really did mess up my mood. I've had a rough week, guys. I've had a very, very, very rough week, okay? But you know what's been getting me through? I know I said that, you know, I won't be watching TV. You know, I said that a couple of episodes ago, right? But I just want to say something, yeah? The fantastic thing about life is that you can say something and then you can change your mind. Do you get it? You can change your mind. And I love that. I love that. Do you get it? Because at the end of the day, it's my life. And who is going to beat me? Do you know what I mean? I hate it when people are like, but you said, who you said. Okay, you said past tense. We're now in the present and I say, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I've said this before. I can change my mind. I'm not God. I'm not God. I don't have to stick by the word and be in bondage to it. I can change my mind. I will say this. I have been watching TV less and I have actually been reading more. And that's what we wanted, right? We just wanted balance because the brain was going in a direction that we didn't want, okay? I'm too young for that, right? So the brain is feeling energized a bit more. And I'll talk to you a bit more about the book I've been reading. But I want to quickly highlight something, yeah? And this might be a bit niche, okay? It might be a bit niche, but it might not be, okay? I've been watching, well, re-watching Desperate Housewives, right? And I would be lying if I didn't say that I've been quite frustrated, yeah? I've been quite frustrated with what I've been watching, okay? Desperate Housewives, by the way, is a fantastic show. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. But every time I watch it, I have a new favourite. Do you understand? Someone new that I'm into, right? This rewatch, I realise, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, and a lot of people might disagree with me about this, right? But I feel like, genuinely, that the best representation of a real life relationship, right, is Lynette and Tom. And I know that sounds really mad because I know like a fave really is Susan and Mike, right? Oh, like lovers. Oh, we weren't meant to be together, then we're together. Fight, fight, fight for the love. All of that kind of stuff, right? But I feel like Lynette and Tom, I can't actually remember what happens to them in the end. Like, I'm near the end, but I can't remember what happens. I mean, I'm not happy with where they're at right now. I think they're getting a divorce, so that's not really great. But in terms of, so maybe they're not a good, I didn't say they were a good example in terms of, like, I aspire to it, but I think it's, like, a clear representation of how marriage can be. And I still feel like they could have worked it out, mind you, because Tom is out of order. When Tom got a new job and finally he's Mr. CEO, Mr. Executive, he decides that's the time to leave his wife. That's unacceptable, okay? That is so wrong. What I mean, though, is that I feel like in marriage, it's not just about the wedding day, right? And it's not all roses and like, oh my God, I'm so in love. This is so perfect. Oh my God, I'm so in love. There's lots of like challenges, right? Lots of ups and downs. And I feel like Tom and Lynette is a good example of like, you know, having the kids and then how that affects your marriage and having the kids and how, as a woman, how that can affect your career and like the choices that you have to make and the sacrifices that you have to make and how, you know, how you have to start changing how you view success, for example. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're expecting that success is going to be like, you're going to end up being this big CEO and blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly now you keep having kids back to back. And it's like, whoa, but you're still successful because you're raising these kids. And do you know what I mean? It's just very, very interesting and very, very layered. And I've really enjoyed this rewatch of just like seeing a couple that kept choosing each other in all of the challenges. Do you know what I mean? Like when they opened a restaurant and the restaurant failed, when Lynette had cancer, like the journey that they went on in terms of like constantly having to choose each other. And I kind of feel like I'm not married. Do you know what I mean? I'm not married, but my parents are married. And I've seen that you constantly have to choose each other, right? You don't always feel the love, I'm assuming. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But you don't always feel it, but you have to like find a way to find it. And I feel like for a long time, I guess they were together for like, I don't know, 23 years or something, or 28 or something, I don't know. But what I did enjoy was seeing them constantly choose each other. And I guess it was the same with, oh my God, how have I forgotten her name? Eva Longoria? I've forgotten her name. I've forgotten her name. But there were other couples as well that they did the same thing. But I guess the highlight was Lynette and Tom. I was like, wow, you really have to like keep choosing each other. And that's something that I haven't really had to like, I guess, experience yet. But I feel like I'm experiencing it a little bit with like my friendships. Do you know what I mean? And like what I'm really enjoying learning and understanding is this feeling of like your friends can be really annoying, but you still love them. And I feel like I've spoken about this a lot on this podcast, like something I struggle with, which is like negative emotions. So I really, really struggle with feeling angry. I struggle at feeling annoyed. I struggle feeling jealousy. Like I just struggle with those negative emotions. And they're not negative emotions, by the way, but I struggle feeling like that because to me in the past, every time I felt that, it's meant that it's over. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm angry at you. We've had a fight. That's it. That's the end of the friendship. That's the end of the relationship, which isn't the case, right? So it's been really nice to experience emotions with people, get into like little, not arguments, but, you know, little misunderstandings with people, but being able to like move forward from it. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know. It feels like growth. Do you know what I mean? It feels like growth to just be able to like, feel you can be annoyed with someone and you can be angry at someone, but you can still love them. Do you know what I mean? And I guess when I was watching Desperate Housewives, I was like, okay, I hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can really see it. And that's why I love watching shows, because I feel like it's not just like watching a show. Like I feel like you can just learn so much from the shows that we watch. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, random tangent, I guess. Well, not really. But yeah, it's just really interesting to see. But Tom is still my enemy, okay? He is still absolutely my enemy. I just do not understand why, when he got rich, that's when he decided to leave Lynette. That's when he decided that he wasn't happy. Before, he was happy. When he was popping the babies in her, he was happy. They've got a literal baby that's like 1 year old and you're talking about, oh, you're not happy. Sir, find the happiness. Dig deep and find the happiness. And the thing is, what is happiness anyway? Because that's another thing I've been thinking about. What is actual happiness? What does it mean to be happy? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does it actually mean? Yesterday, someone literally asked me, you know, how's life? What's special in your life right now? And I was like, special? that's a very good question. And I was like, I don't think anything is like special right now. And then he was like, maybe there is probably something that's special, but maybe you need to change your mindset. And I thought, maybe you should mind your business. No, I'm joking. I didn't say that. I didn't think that at all. Could you imagine I said that? Maybe you need to mind your business. No. But he was right. Like, it was just, what is special about my life right now? What is making you excited about life right now? And there isn't anything, I guess, that's making me feel like life is quote unquote special. But I have to find it, right? Do you know what I mean? I guess I just have to find it. Because it's not that nothing great is happening, but I think maybe for all of us, we kind of get into this space where like everything becomes such a routine. You know what I'm saying? Like even when you're doing really well at your job, it becomes like this thing where it's like, okay, you're doing well, but you've been doing well. So now you're used to it, right? And you're now seeking for the next thing. Like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next goal? And you don't realize that, I guess when they say like all the joy and everything is in the journey, not the destination. I used to really hate that saying because the journey to where you want to be or to what you want feels so tiring sometimes. Do you know what I mean? And you feel like you want to give up and you feel like you don't want to do it anymore. But then for someone to say that that's the most exciting part and you have to like find ways to enjoy it, I'm like, huh? Really? I'm not enjoying this. I'm kind of hating this, actually. But it's actually true. It's really true. Because once you get to the place of getting what you want, you're kind of like, oh, okay, cool. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? Where are we going next? Where are we going next? So I don't know. I guess I employ all of us to have a little think of like, what does it actually mean to be happy? Do you know what I mean? Like, what does it mean to have something that's special that's happening in your life right now? And I feel like we have to be like proper intentional to figure out what that is. Because life is so short, but it's also so long. And I guess happiness for me is like, you're just happy in a moment. Something's happened and now it's made you happy. So I feel like in Desperate Housewives, when Tom kept saying, yeah, but we're not happy. Obviously you're not happy because you two just had an argument. Do you know what I mean? When you argue with someone, like right after that, there's that this foggy feeling of like, oh, you're so annoying or you're just upset. Do you know what I mean? So of course you're not going to feel happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, duh. But it's like, I feel like the key thing in life for me personally is to have joy, right? And to have peace of mind. And like joy for me is like being in a place of contentment and being in a place of like, I'm really happy with where I'm at right now. I aspire for more things. I aspire for all sorts, right? But I'm really quite content with where I am now. And I'm really grateful for where I am now. And I'm grateful for the journey. And I'm grateful for where I'm going. And like, you have that deep breath, right? You're like, okay, I'm good. Things are good. And that's like, you have this internal joy and this joy that comes from other things, you know, not from moment to moment. And then peace, you know, you're not anxious. And again, I guess peace also comes from being content, you know? And as I'm saying this to you guys, I'm actually really saying this to myself, mind you, because I'm just like, sometimes I feel like I try to seek happiness in other people, even in small things. Like right now I feel a bit tired, right? I feel a little bit drained. Do you know what I mean? But it's because it's like, we've got to that part of the year, you know, especially when you've been banging out work from January, you're kind of getting to that point where you're a little bit tired. And I feel like I have to remember that if I don't set out time for me to like get some rest or like go on a little break and, you know, fill my cup up, no one else is going to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one else is going to do it. And maybe there'll be a time in my life where like, you know, maybe my partner or whatever, someone will step in and be like, no, Rita, you're tired. You need a massage. Need a break. I've got a surprise for you. Like a time in life, it will, you know, that will happen. But it's like, what do you do when you're not quite there yet? And you don't have that person in your life right now that's gonna do that. I feel like we need to learn to advocate for ourselves. Do you know what I mean? And some people are really good at this. I have friends who are so good at this. They're very good at like picking up and going on a solo trip, you know, treating themselves, going to a spa. It's like, yeah, I'm doing my solo thing. And they're like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm looking after myself, my mental health. I'm not very good at that. Do you know what I mean? I'm not very good at asking for help. I'm not very good at, like, quote unquote, treating myself. Do you know what I mean? I don't know why. It might be an older sibling thing. I don't know what it is. And it's interesting because I'm not used to people looking after me either. So maybe that's why I desire it a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I kind of desire to just be like looked after and like someone being like, I've got you, man. Rita, you're tired, man. I've got you, man. Let's do this. Let's go on a staycation. Do you know what I mean? I feel like there's like a strong desire for that because I haven't really experienced much of that. But then at the same time, it's like, what is your reality right now, right? And it's like, girl, get up and go. Live your life. Treat yourself. Life is for living, right? So yeah, there's been a bit of that in my thoughts recently of like, how do I advocate for myself? And how do I find my day-to-day joy and my happiness and my peace? And like, what does that actually look like? And maybe look like isn't even the right way to even think about it. Like, what does that actually like feel like? Do you know what I mean? To like, I don't know. It's just like a thought, you know? And you know, guys, like with these solo episodes, it's very much a bunch of my thoughts just coming together and I'm just saying loads of things in hope that someone else relates and you hear what I'm saying and you feel what I'm saying. But it's just one thing I didn't anticipate about adulthood is how much you have to be responsible for how you feel. Do you know what I mean? Like, you really have to be intentional about your feelings and what's triggering you. And, you know, that's why PMS is so annoying, because it feels like that's a moment where it's out of your control, because you're suddenly feeling really sad or feeling really anxious and you can't really control it because your hormones are literally fighting against you. And I guess there's an element of me that likes to control things. And that's been my recent challenge of like, I can't control everything. I mean, I can't control most things. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's little things that I can control. A lot of things that I want is out of my hands. Do you know what I mean? It's just out of my hands. So it's crazy. But one thing that is in my hands is getting back to dating. Yeah. Getting back to dating. I was on a little break and now I'm like, let's get back out there. Let's get back to dating. Because it's interesting because I feel like we're really taught about going after what we want, right? And when it comes to like work and stuff, it's like, go after what you want, go after what you need, be resilient. Blah, blah, blah. And then when it comes to love, it's very much like, if it happens, it happens. Oh, it will come when you're least expecting it. And I'm just kind of sitting there like, this is me not expecting it. I don't expect it, but I kind of do. Wink, wink. Do you know what I mean? And it's really funny for someone that's very much like a go-getter, and I'm pretty much a person that like, I like to go after what I want and have a vision and I'm very ambitious. It's so funny how over the years I've really kind of left, you know, put this love thing on the side. Like, I've thought about it and I joke about it a lot, but I don't know how really intentional I've been about it. And I don't even know what that actually looks like, guys. I'll be so real. Like, what does it actually look like to be intentional? And I feel like there obviously needs to be an element of being relaxed about it, because I think it's never a good idea to make a decision from a place of being desperate. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's when you make mistakes. That's when you settle for what's not for you. You try to create your own moment and it's not ideal, you know? But at the same time, it's like, how do you say, hey, I'm ready for this thing. I'm not chasing it, but this is what I want. What are the steps that you take in order to kind of like get to that point? And like, feel free, guys. Like, I want us to talk about this. So in the comments, you know, leave some comments. Like, what do you think it looks like to be intentional about finding or being found, however you see it, by the love of your life? Like, what does it actually look like? I feel like there's a big element of fear, first of all, because, you know, like I said, I want to start dating, right? But my thing is, where do you meet people and how do you know they're not mad? Because I don't know if you guys heard the story. I think it was Glenn Powell. He was on this podcast and he was basically saying a story about one of his friends or his friend's sister or something. Let's just say a friend of a friend went on a date with a guy, went back to his, and then when she got there, she wasn't really feeling the vibes anymore. So she wanted to go. But before she wanted to go, like, he was like, oh, do you want a massage? And he was like, and she was like, yeah, cool. So he started, like, you know, put some lotion on her, was giving her a massage, and it was all good. And then she was like, not feeling it. And that's also okay. You can go around to someone's house ready to for things to pop off, and you can change your mind. Remember that always. So she was like, you know what? I'm not feeling this anymore. I'm going to go. And he was kind of like being weird about it. And she was like, no, I'm going to go. And she went. Her body started itching her, right? Itching her. She didn't know what was going on. Went to the doctors only to find out that the lotion that was put on her, right, was a lotion that people put on humans to be able to eat for consumption, basically. So basically this man was putting this lotion on her that will do something to her body that essentially will allow him to eat her. So not only, like, because what are we dealing with here? You know? Because I'm sure she would have, there's a different kind of eating that she was anticipating. And it wasn't that. Do you get it? Like, do you get it? Like, what do you mean? Huh? Isn't a cannibal, essentially, a cannibal. Like, what, like, thank God for the spirit of discernment, because that's actually insane. It's actually insane. And that is very, very scary. And I know it's very rare, but hearing a story like that, when you're thinking about dating again, it's very, very scary. But one thing I do know is that people are getting married, yeah, every week. Not my friends. Don't know why. And that's a little bit worrying, actually, because I haven't been invited to even one wedding this year. Okay, I do have, okay, one of my friends obviously just got engaged, but there's bare of you and where are the engagements? Do you know what I mean? So that's scary. And that's another topic in itself, yeah? But people are getting married. People are meeting their people every day. So I'm like, they don't have two heads. So obviously it's possible for you to meet someone, even if, as people say, the streets are a little bit, you know, a little bit rough, you know? People are scared. People ain't trying to date really. But there must be someone that's out there for you or for me. So, yeah, I've just been thinking a lot about that. And I have been thinking, because something kind of funny happened recently where, so I met a guy maybe about 2 years ago. And when I first met him, I had no idea how old he was, guys. Like, not a clue, right? He's super, super mature. He has like a very, very old soul, okay? So you were talking, you know, FaceTiming, really light, building a friendship, really great guy. And I remember saying to my friends, oh, I met this guy, like, he's so great, like, he's so wise, like, he really does have, like, quite strong husband energy. Do you know what I mean? You know, like, when a man speaks and you're like, oh, I can listen to you. Like, I feel like you could lead me and I will go where you tell me to go. Do you know what I mean? He had that kind of energy. Great guy, right? So I wouldn't say I was having a crush. Like, I was just, like, talking about him. I was like, oh, it's interesting. That could be interesting. But there wasn't, you know, nothing romantic. It was quite cool, right? And I remember one day, randomly, he was, like, telling me his birthday's coming up. I was like, oh, wait, cool. Then on his birthday, you know, I called him. I was like, oh, happy birthday. How old are you, by the way, right? And to be honest, yeah, I had been thinking about it before, about how old he was. But I didn't want to ask, because maybe there was something in me that was like, if I ask and I hear an age, then any minor thoughts I had will be completely out the window, right? Anyways, I asked how old he was, and he was like, oh, 25. I said, oh, 25. Younger than my youngest brother. Very good. Very good. And immediately it was like his voice became higher. Do you know what I mean? And like, he just looked so young to me all of a sudden, right? But this guy is a very serious guy, and he was saying serious things, saying he wants to settle down and da da da. Like, not right there in that second, but he had like a very good idea of the kind of life that he wanted to live. But the age, honestly, immediately I was just like, okay, cool. This confirmed everything. He's definitely giving bro vibes, friendship. And I love it because he's a great guy, whatever. Fast forward 1 year. Yeah. Went to meet up with my friend, right? We needed a catch up. So I was like, oh, yeah, catch up. We're talking, having a great conversation as usual. And I'm reminded again that, oh my God, this guy is so wise. He's asking like the right questions, you know, highlighting, you know, that there's certain conversations that I'm not really having with a lot of the guys I've been meeting recently. Do you know what I mean? Like, so wise, right? Only for him to now tell me that he's now engaged. And not only is he engaged, his fiance is the same age as me. So I thought to myself, oh, God, is it that you're sending me prospects and I'm sending it back? Because what is going on? What is going on? Is it that maybe the love of my life happens to be much younger than me? And I keep looking up to these 30-something-year-olds. Well, maybe God is saying to me, Rita, look down. Not down, but look lower. Not lower, but do you know what I mean? Like, maybe the love of my life is younger than me, which I never considered. And not to say that this guy was the love of my life, because honestly, I was not his wife. Like, the way he met his fiance, honestly, it was just so perfect. And you can tell it was very ordained. And I was 100%, I'm not the person for him at all in any capacity. That's my bro, that's my friend. But, we were talking about this idea of that God doesn't choose your partner. Do you know what I mean? Which is true. I believe that. I don't think that like God's like, this is the one for you. And da 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 da. Like, I feel like the choice is very much in our hands, but he sends us prospects. And over the last week, I've been thinking about, what men have I been meeting? Have there been any prospects that I've said, you know what? Take that one back. Take that one back. Take it back. I don't want it. Take it back. Because I'm like, ain't no way. Like, what lesson am I supposed to learn from this? The guy that I said that was too young is now engaged with a girl that's my age. Because that girl that was my age looked at him and said, nah, this is a wise man. That's my man right there. I don't know who this message is for. Maybe your lover is younger than you. And if he is, give that man a chance, okay? Because it's not about the age, apparently. It's about the brain. It's about the wisdom. What kind of life have they lived? Because they might be young, but they may have lived such a, not intense life, but they just could be mature. That's very, very possible. So, I don't, just a thought. And funnily enough, there has been a younger guy who's been trying to, you know, take me out and stuff. And I was like, you're young. But now I'm like, maybe he's not. Maybe I will go to dinner. Maybe he could be the love of my life. Who knows? But that was quite mad to hear, because I was like, whoa. Whoa. Anyways, let me know in the comments, like, how young you would go. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't even look at guys who are, like, 2 years younger than me. But maybe that's where I'm missing it. Do you know what I mean? Because I guess, what's the issue? Do you know what I mean? Age, wait. I don't know if that was an R. Kelly song. All I'm going to say, age ain't nothing but a number, because we don't listen to R. Kelly. But I was going to sing a song, but I don't know if it's a... Anyways, apparently age ain't nothing but a number. Because I also have an issue with like men who are way older than me as well. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know, if a guy's nearly 45, I'm like, whoa, you a little bit too close to 50 for me. You know what I'm saying? A little bit too close. But at the same time, it's like, is it bad? It's not. It's actually not. Oh, guys, how are we going to do? What are we going to do? There are so many different ways to do life. What are we actually going to do? Because it's actually crazy. There are no rules. There are actually no rules at all. Like, I don't know. This kind of feels like therapy. I'm just saying my thoughts, guys. My final thought, though, is I've been reading Attached. Now, if you've known me a long time, if you've like known me from like IG, you will know that there was a time I was like a true advocate for the book Attached, okay? It's a fantastic book. And I'm reading it again only because so obviously with Attached, there's three different attachment styles, right? And essentially what it is how do you like react to things? Like, what is your attachment style? How do you attach to people? Basically, like, is what it is. So there's three different ones, right? There's anxious, there's avoidant, and then there's secure. And what's really interesting is that avoidants are like the most popular type of person. So an avoidant essentially is like, the closer you get to them, they push you away. Avoidants like to have space. They like to have anatomy over like what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? So even in relationships, they will always find a way to kind of create space so that you guys aren't as intimate as you need to be. Do you know what I mean? And it flows in like different kind of ways, right? Like it shows up in different ways, sorry. So it could be things like they don't like hugging all the time, or, you know, they are with you, but they also are still in touch with their ex, because being in touch with their ex, it still gives them some sort of like power, because it's like there's still some level of space. Do you know what I mean? And what's really interesting is that avoidance end up with anxious people a lot, because with anxious people, the further you go away, the closer they want to get to you. So it's really, really interesting. So the way the book describes it is that we all have like ways that our attachment is activated, I guess. And basically when someone that's anxious, whenever someone starts to pull away, their system becomes really activated. And what that means is that they start to like worry, and it's like, oh my God, I have to find ways to get closer to them. Oh my God, he's further away, so I need to call him more. I need to do this more. I need to do that more, right? And for a normal person, maybe that's okay. For an avoidant person, their system gets deactivated. So the closer you try to get to them, the further away they push you. And you're like, so it's like this resistant thing happening. It's terrible. It's so bad. And I forgot until I reread the book. And then you've got secure, right? And secure people, they just assume that if they like someone, the person likes them back, right? They don't overthink about those negative, they don't feel those negative emotions. It's very much like, we like each other. I want to get close to you. You want to get close to me. And that's the end of that. There's like no questions. There's no overthinking. Even when they were doing tests on the brain, like secure people, they're not moved by like negative emotions. It's very much like, we're going to work. If we have an argument, we're going to sort it out. Like, it's not going to be an issue. Whereas anxious and avoidant is a whole different situation. And I've been rereading the book. And honestly, it's such a life-changing book. And I highly recommend it, because I feel like it will help you to like really understand yourself, but also like understand other people and understand when you're being triggered and when you're finding yourself doing the most. Do you know what I mean? Because I just don't feel like you need to feel like you're doing the most. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like as adults, we need to get to a point where intimacy isn't so scary. And I know that's really hard, because a lot of us have been burnt and we've had these experiences that make us feel really scared. But I feel like in order to like experience love in its fullness, it takes bravery. And you're just not going to get there if every time someone gets close to you, you're pushing them away. And you're also not going to get there if you're only attracted to people who constantly push you away. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot going on. I feel like I've got the book here. So it's Attached by Dr. Amir Levine and Rachel S. F. Heller. And as you can see, like, I'm really very much deep in it. But yeah, even this chapter here, yeah, it's talking about like when you have like an argument and stuff like that. Maybe I should just read out a little bit, because it's just so deep, guys. It's so deep, yeah. So let me see if I'll read it. I don't know if it's going to end up in the clip, but let's see. Anyways, it basically says, with every clash, the anxious person loses more ground. During bitter fights between anxious and avoidant partners, when there are no secure checks and balances in place, people with anxious attachment style tend to get overwhelmed by negative emotions. When they feel hurt, they talk, think, and act in an extreme manner, even to the point of threatening to leave. However, once they calm down, they become flooded with positive memories and are then overcome with regret. They reach out to their partner in an attempt to reconcile, but they are often met with a hostile response because avoidants react differently to a fight. They turn off all attachment-related memories and remember the worst of their partner. There was a guy that I dated, right? And every time we would argue, it's like I became like this enemy, and he would forget all the fun times, all the laughter, all the joy, and he would just like see me as someone that was bad, which I never understood, because when I argue with someone, once I calm down for real, I'm very much like, oh, but I remember he did this and that was really nice. Remember he did that and that was really nice. So I tried to fix it because I remember those memories and it makes me want to fix it. Avoidance do the absolute opposite. So you can imagine like the combination when neither are aware of who they are, how that can be a big, big clash. So yeah, read the book, guys. It's really, really good. And I feel like it really helps with relationships, even like platonic relationships as well, of just like having an understanding. Because when you kind of know how you react to things, then you can sort things out in a healthy way and move forward in a really healthy way. But that was like a very random digress, actually, big time. I will end it with this though. Apparently running clubs are the new dating apps, but guys, there's no way for me to run in an attractive way. So I really don't know how this works. So again, if this is you, please let me know how you're doing that, because I don't really like running. And I don't think I can go to a running club to meet a man. My body can't do it. And maybe that's where I'm missing it. I just can't do it, guys. Anyways, I've spoken so much and I wasn't like expecting to talk this much. I really hope this episode has made sense. As you know, it's always just like an amalgamation. Ooh, an amalgamation of my thoughts. That was a good word, guys. That was a really good word. I told you, the brain is working again. Book of the week attached. Read it, guys. If you've read it before, let me know what you think about it. And I think that is all for now. So yeah, thank you guys for listening and watching. Please, if you're listening, rate the show. Let me know your thoughts. Same with the comments. Subscribe. You know the vibe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And thank you so much for all of your support. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Bye. Love you.